It is the week of Thanksgiving on Tuesday. My name is Halcyon. I'm here with my brother Jim and Grandpa Caleb. We have a whole bunch of men in the family gathered together. We just had lunch, and we are getting ready to do Hug Nation in a few minutes. We were talking about Thanksgiving earlier and family and things like that, and I know we often go around and give what we're thankful for on Thanksgiving at the Thanksgiving table, and I think we're going to try to do a virtual Thanksgiving broadcast on Thanksgiving.
Now explain that, please.
The virtual Thanksgiving is something we started several years ago, where a lot of people who didn't have anyone to spend Thanksgiving with, they didn't have family around, they were going to just be home on the computer, and so we set up a chat room with webcams, kind of like how this is set up. Mm-hmm. And so we looked at the names in the chat room, and we said that the order of the names in the chat room that are listed there is, we'll envision that those people, that's the order that people are sitting around the table.
Mm-hmm.
And so people went around the table and shared what they were thankful for, and it became a very love-filled and beautiful way of sharing a day. Even if you were physically alone, it was a way to be with people that were family. In one way or another, a digital family. So we are going to try to do that again, so we will plan on that, and you can look to lifestudent.com, and we will try to list some details on that on Thanksgiving Day. But today I want to do just a real quick, maybe we'll go around our miniature table here and say just a thing or two that we are thankful for in our life right now. You guys up for that?
Sure.
Okay. I will start, and I will say that I am truly grateful and thankful for the role of family in my life. I feel very blessed to live in the same town as my parents and my brother and my sister-in-law and my grandfather. Mm-hmm. And I feel just blessed that all of those people are people that I get to spend time with because I enjoy them and because my life is enriched by them, rather than out of a family obligation that is often the trap of family. And I just feel very blessed and thankful that my family are also my friends.
I feel thankful for the many blessings of my life, the amount of love that I'm surrounded by. I'm thankful for the optimism, the lessons in optimism I get from being around Grandpa Caleb and from all my family. I feel thankful to be able to think and question and have the freedom to examine my life and my place in the world and all the joys and sorrows that go with that. And I just feel incredibly thankful to have the ability and the opportunity to appreciate all that love in my life.
And I'm very, very thankful to have my grandson, my only grandsons I have, two of them here, and to touch their lives and to feel the relationships. In all the world, there's nothing like family, because family is a unique institution, and we're bound together by blood, we're bound together by thoughts, we're bound together by concerns as we touch one another, and as we make the weight of our lives count for the values in which we believe. I've been wrestling all week with the joy of we have and the unique blessings far beyond our estimation. One place in my Bible, it says that Paul says, it's the unspeakable gift, the things I can't express, and yet you're there, something you feel. I think it was Goethe who said the best things and the highest things in life can never be fully expressed by words. They're only expressed by feelings. You can't put it into words. Words is your language, but just a hug or a grunt or a touch. I'm grateful.
Oh, wonderful. So we will transition into a brief Hug Nation. So if you are hearing this, or if you are feeling this, or if you are listening to this after the fact, just take a moment and look around you and see the faces in the room you're in. Think about the people that you've passed in the halls this morning, on the roads. Think about the people you've talked to on the phone. Think about the people you've emailed. Think about their faces if you know them. Think about just their light if you don't know what they look like. And then think about the people, your neighbors. Think about the neighbors that you maybe have never met. Think about the people on the next street, the next town, the next state, all the way across the country. Think about all these lights, all these glowing souls of people. Then other countries, all these people all around the world, and those people that would rather hug you than hurt you. And grab yourself by the shoulders.
Mm-hmm.
And imagine that those arms are the arms of all those people around the world that love you on a soul-loving basis. And imagine that you are squeezing not your shoulders, but the shoulders of all those people around the world that you love sight unseen, because they are your brothers and sisters. And take a moment and just to feel that network, that hugging network of connections between people all over the world. And especially concentrate on those places right now where people are scared, people are frightened, people are in pain. And try to focus some of that loving energy into those dark places and shine some light there. And remember that there are far more people out there that would rather hug you than hurt you. And that no matter what you hear on the news, that we are a planet of love. And so give yourself one last squeeze. And in doing so, squeeze the rest of the planet and feel that love and spread that love. Amen. Happy Hug Nation.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you. Thank you, Grandpa.
Thank you.
I'm going to give you a real hug.
We're unique. We're unique. We're unique. We're the high form of animals on this planet with minds, as Jim said. We can think and will and choose and create, and we just must learn to love one another. I heard Dr. Spong last Saturday when I went with your mother to hear him. And he kept saying how that we're maturing very slowly, and we still have a very tribal economy. Everything is tribal. You think about America. You know, as we always say, all the people, the leaders say, and bless God, America. And we should say, not God bless America so much as bless God, because we are uniquely blessed.
Mm.
Nothing on the earth has had the privileges we have at this stage of being a great empire, a great opportunity to change life. And so I wear a black armband on my, I have it right over there, because armbands are what we wore in when a great plague came on this country and people died by the thousands. And so an armband reminds me to pray for all the wonderful young men that are giving their lives now because of the desires of our leaders who have instituted this. Great time to be alive. And put pressure on for a warless world. It may come. Got to work for it.
Got to believe.
It's our hope. Our hope.
Got to try.
You bet. You got to do that.
I think I think we talked about this a couple weeks ago, that it was Gandhi that said that what you do will make no difference, but you must do it.
Yeah. Well, another man said, I can't think who he is right now, but he said, I don't know that what I do will make a great difference, but I'm determined I'm going to do it anyhow.
I think it's a good plan. Well, we will.
Not for the weight of your life counts, because you occupy space, you touch people every day, and as we just hugged and thought about it, we're touching people. You never know, and some people may respond. It doesn't necessary, because we know that we are reaching out, and touch is the most important thing in the world to make a family of man. Thank you.
Thank you.